North Carolina's largest health insurer is looking to raise premiums for its Obamacare plans by an average of 23%. Blue Cross Blue Shield of North Carolina sent the rate hike request to state regulators Thursday. A big reason for the increase? Efforts to end Obamacare. WFAE's Tom Bullock reports.
The 23% jump in premiums would take place in 2018. If approved, it would be the third consecutive year of double-digit rate increases for plans Blue Cross offers through Obamacare. In the past, Blue Cross has justified higher premiums due to an increase in the cost of medicine and physicians' fees, and they cite that again this year. However, the insurer notes in a blog post, the biggest single reason for the sharp increase in rates centers on the Republican efforts to repeal and replace Obamacare. In particular, quote, the lack of federal funds for cost-saving reductions beginning in 2018. These are the federal subsidies paid to insurers in order to help cover the cost of premiums and out-of-pocket medical expenses for lower-income families and individuals. It's not clear if the federal government will continue to pay this in the future. Quote, if the federal funding continued, Blue Cross notes, we would have filed an average increase of just 8.8% in 2018. Blue Cross also writes a much smaller but significant reason is a new tax on insurance policies, which is part of Obamacare. In their rate increase request, Blue Cross does say they currently plan to provide policies in all of North Carolina's 100 counties, but that too may change depending on what happens to the Affordable Care Act in Congress. For WFAE News, I'm Tom Bullock.